How's it going on a Sunday evening? John Young, you have quite the training bay here. I really like
this. It's nice
and
toasty, isn't it?
This is nice, yeah. This is pretty nice. My first time here. Welcome to Spin On Golf. So excited to be joining you. My name is Aaron Grusel. I'm the morning show host for New Country 93.1, sister station to 760 AM WJR. Honored to be joined by Jeff Goble, Jordan Young, and Mike Fay, of course. Running a little bit behind, so let's get right into it. Mexico Open going down. Tony Finau, 24 under. Bogey-free tournament. That's kind of impressive.
Bogey-free. How many times can you do that in your lifetime?
An entire tournament, bogey-free.
A couple times for me, but not many.
Not many. For a whole tournament?
No, just one round.
Just one round.
Just one round.
Hold on here.
Maybe a few times. Maybe one hand I've counted.
Yeah, it takes down John Rahm. I mean, that's great pairing for the final day. You know, lots of birdies going around. Good friends that practice a lot back in home and Arizona.
Rahm's still number one, even though he finished second in the FedEx Cup. Tony Finau moves up to four. Well, I guess he stays at four, right?
Yeah, he's racking up some wins.
Some low rounds, 61 by Rahm, and man, even Ashke Bhatia, 63, he finished fourth. Some guys on the board, you know, we got Cameron Champ showed up at T8. Patrick Rogers, T10. Some guys you haven't seen for a while. Hostler, T10.
That's what I noticed. There's a lot of names as a fan of golf. Mm-hmm. Some names you don't see every week are towards the top here.
Well, the guys don't like playing as much anymore, right? Isn't that the topic?
Right.
I mean, you get tired.
Well, I think we had to search down deeper on the leaderboard. You know, a lot of the guys are playing, they're journeymen. They're playing 30 events a year. But they have to. They try to get all the points that they need to keep their card, and they got to grind it.
But how many guys do you see regularly in the top 20? Because that's really, you used to look at the top 20.
Right.
Not the same guy. I mean, you see, what, half a dozen guys?
Yeah.
Maybe 10, 12 guys?
Yeah. If they're all competing at, especially with these higher elevated events.
Well, if you were to say who's going to finish in the top 10, you're definitely going to pick Finau and Rahm.
Yeah.
Right? Definitely one of those guys, right? Maybe a few others, but yeah, nice event. Nice event.
Mike, what'd you think?
Nice to see Eric Cole play well, tied fifth.
Yeah.
That was good, right? And we have a Grillo sighting.
Oh.
Tied fifth. Have not seen his name up that far on the leaderboard in a while. I have the purse information for you, gentlemen.
You have what?
We have the purse information for this event. It was $7.7 million, $1.386 million to our Rocket Mortgage Classic champion. He wins the Mexico Open
nice
for his sixth victory of his PGA Tour career.
That sounds like about the same amount that Taylor Gooch made today.
Mm-hmm. Well, he may. Like, I've got some numbers on that too.
Okay,
but,
good.
The range goats just going nuts over there.
The range goats.
The range goats. Let's see who is on the range goats in case you guys don't know.
Well, first of all, Taylor Gooch last week shot 10 under day one. Live, what are we just jumping on?
We're going to live now.
He shot 10 under the first day, 10 under the second day, and had a 10-shot lead and cruised to a 3-shot lead and won. I mean, what do you win, like 4 or 5 million last week?
Yeah.
Didn't come in the team event place in the top three. But then, boom, this week he wins again, wins another 4 million first place. But I think his team won as well, which I think they
his
split.
Team
what
won.
Was it, Dave?
Yeah.
$3 million.
$3 million
dollars for the team. So, yeah, not a bad couple of weeks. And to your point about being a PGA professional, or I shouldn't say PGA professional, a touring professional is the best job in the world. Well, if you're Taylor Gooch, it is. But if you're a bunch of other guys out there trying to earn a living from week to week to week to week to week, maybe not the best job out there. That's my point.
It's got to be a bit of a grind, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't see all these guys that are grinding constantly. Every week, every year.
Well, just think about it. When you come back from vacation, what do you need? Another vacation, because vacations ain't so relaxing.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
How
do you know
now
that?
You get, I've been on my share of vacations. They're
I don't
very
have a vacation.
Stressful.
I was going to have a vacation tomorrow.
Just traveling. Just traveling. None of these guys got to compete for 4 days plus a pro-am. Jesus.
I don't know. That's his next job. He's going to be a touring professional, he says. He's going to quit. Unfairly, he can't speak over there. He doesn't have a mic today. So
let's move on to the LPGA, the JM Eagle LA Championship recap. How'd that go?
Who, Mike? That's your department here. I got to.
Yes, it is.
It's still rocking.
It's still rolling.
It's still going, right?
Rolling here. Yes, it is. We have two tied with the lead with Hawk and Yin at 8 under par, and they're through 12.
Big leaderboard. Holy
it's,
man.
They are shooting it up here in the final round. Pretty awesome golf. Cheyenne Knight. American who had the lead going into today. She is currently 2 over. She's tied third. She only missed 2 fairways through 3 rounds. How about that?
So here's a question. She's 2 over through 9. What's her mental focus here? Is she like, hey, I'm still 1 shot out of the lead? Or, wow, I'm 2 over and I blew my lead?
I think we need to start making some birdies. That's going to be the thing. Because if
it's
we want to win.
It's all about perception, Jeff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's got to probably feel pretty fortunate shooting 2 over through 9. So new 9, time to attack, get back to
regroup.
What got her there.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the caddy, right?
Or
caddy's going to get her motivated.
Or look at Nelly Korda. She's 3 under through 14. She's got to come around with a couple more birdies, post a number.
Yeah, she's marching. Yeah,
see what happens.
Something to shoot at, right?
Yeah, we get some live scoring.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Lots to talk about, including some trivia on richest athletes we're going to get into. We're also going to get a little bit of the draft. Let's talk the draft. Why not?
We're
football fans here. We'll be right back. Spin on Golf, 760 AM, WJR. Yes, live from Fox Hills. Inside Fox Hills, inside the Performance Center, inside Jordan Young's training bag. There's all kinds of layers. What are those Russian dolls called?
Yeah, that's good. I used to like those.
Dolls, yeah. We were just over here looking up all the Liv action going down. And I knew about Liv. I didn't know all this about Liv with the teams and the separate players. So you can win as a single. You can win on a team. They're getting pretty creative with the Range Goats. As a team,
yeah, Range Goats, Fireballs, Crushers, Torque, Smash, Ripper, Iron Heads, Fire Flyers, Four Aces, Stinger, Majestic, and Cleeks.
And Cleeks, yes. I did see an article earlier this week, and there was something about talking of a joint tournament or talking about some crossover.
Boy.
Is there ever going to be.
Watch BC will be calling in shortly here. He'll be all over you.
Is there ever going to be harmony between the two?
Not very soon.
Not in the near future.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to take a while. It's a unique setup for sure.
The other thing that was interesting that came out this week with PXG, continuing support of players that are playing on Liv because he's a military man.
I did see that.
Feels like the Saudis, you know, with 9/11 and that association that he says, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I did see that Instagram post, which I thought was interesting. Don't blame him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their own opinion, right?
Yep.
I don't blame him.
But we were doing we were talking about Gooch and his win and all the money he's been making. And what was this story?
Well, he got pushed out of the U.S. Open. So he would, just a couple of weeks ago, he was qualified, and then they reorganized their exemption rules, and it just pushed him out based on his finish at the Players' Championship last year. So because of that, he is no longer playing in that, but he is invited to play in the PGA.
Do you call that like a couple of weeks. Moving goalposts? Is that kind of a term?
Yeah. Right. Because there's only, two or three, a very small handful of tournaments that they can play in if they're a member of Liv.
Well, right now, the majors only.
The majors only.
And that's right. Asian Tour.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So they lost their battle with DP World Tour.
That just happened last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't, was it Latin American?
Accumulate points is going to be a real challenge for those guys unless, I mean, the thing that they have to do is win a major so that they're exempt for all the majors. Mm-hmm. That's how most of the guys are getting in now.
The Range Goats. Mike, do you want to add anything to the Range Goats and their play this week? I mean, we've got Gooch obviously winning, but what about our Spaniard?
Yes.
Fireballs.
He actually lost the playoff to the Gooch. Mm-hmm. So in there, he played really well. And Koepka was in there with the teams here. The best team of the day that I saw was 20 under by the Crushers, led by looks like Charles Howell III shooting 8 under today.
Yeah, they lit it up.
Pretty
today.
Good.
They went deep.
Yeah, 8 under. Nice.
They didn't get deep enough, though, right?
No, not enough. They were too far behind.
Yeah, it's interesting how they're pushing the team. They're planning on selling merchandise. You know, I mean, kind of like the soccer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Know.
Brexit or whatever, not Brexit. What's the
Wrexham? Yeah. Wrexham. Yeah.
My party crew next weekend.
Yes, Wrexham.
Saturday, Sunday, I'll be Welcome with those guys.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that takes off. You know, if people buy in to that, and, well, but not having, you know, I mean, we don't get them here with the CW. Our CW affiliate is associated to CBS, so we don't get any live golf.
I was wondering, okay, because I had looked before, and I was wondering. So,
yeah, and it's hard to find anyway, you know.
Right.
BC, are you in the house? Are you attached? Are you visible? Are you audible? Can we see you? No.
BC in that typical smiling face of his.
Yeah, he's got the High Flyers hat on, though. He's styling.
Yes, he does.
Hey, I do have to take a shout-out to my police. My Maple Leafs won last night, BC.
Yes,
I hope you had some money on the Maple Leafs because, that was a big one. That was a big one last night.
That's nice to finally see.
Yeah, well, they finally win. It's good, you know.
Looks like we're going to give it right back to the Bruins, though.
They're down one in Florida.
I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. What's going on out there, BC?
The Professional National Championship, Club Professional National Championship.
Okay, and we're at
Dave Dainsworth, Twin Warriors.
Yeah, Twin Warriors, New Mexico, right?
It's blowing, and scores aren't that high, actually. I'm kind of surprised. Greens are fast and firm, but scores are pretty low, I think. 400's leading, Wyatt Worthington from Northern Ohio section. So scores are pretty good.
Good stuff. All right, I got a trivia question for you, BC.
Oh, no.
We are going over, well, we haven't talked about it yet, but we're going over the top 30 all-time earners in sports across the board. How many professional golfers are on the top 30 list, and can you name any of them?
Four.
Oh.
Four. Okay. Can you name them?
Tiger.
Boom. Where do you think Tiger is on that list?
13th.
He's number five, 800 million.
Not bad.
Okay, next. Anybody else?
Arnie.
Arnie is not on the list.
Arnie
is not in the top 30.
So Phil's got to be on there.
Okay, Phil is number 19 at 400 million. Tiger is at 800 million at number five. Anybody else?
Furyk?
Nope.
BJ.
Two people that are relevant to you right now, BC.
Why? Because he plays tricks on? Come on.
Two people that are relevant to you right now, BC.
Rory would be irrelevant.
Greg Norman.
Justin Thomas would be irrelevant to me.
All right, let's do this. Hold on. You think about it for a minute. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back because we have to talk a little bit more about this list because there's a couple other surprises about this list as well.
Okay.
So we'll get into it in just a minute. This is Spin on Golf, 760 AM, WJR.
Jim Furyk. Come on.
Yes, thank you for joining us for Spin on Golf. My name is Aaron Gustell. I'm the morning show host for New Country 93.1, sister station to 760 AM WJR, and avid amateur golfer. Real quick, is there anything more frustrating than getting that week of 75-degree weather where you get to go out and play and then...
You're asking us?
And then 2 weeks back.
Don't you notice it's like 85 in here because I got the heat pumping right now?
It is kind of warm. It's the most frustrating thing ever. Got a couple rounds in and then, I waited another few weeks.
It's May tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. All right, back to this list. We were talking about the 30 richest athletes between salaries, endorsements, and things like that. We had four golfers on that list.
We have Tiger listed. And who is the other one? Oh, we don't have no. Phil. Phil 19 and $400 million and Tiger 800. Jack there Nicklaus.
Jack, yep.
Yes.
Number 18 at $400 million. And there's one more.
Greg Norman.
You Googled it, yeah.
No,
17,
I didn't.
Norman, $400 million.
Now, is that recent?
One. Oh, there is one more. I'm sorry. There is one more. There's one more on there. He's number 28. He likes the color black.
Gary Player.
Gary Player.
Good job. Gary Player, number 28, $250
wow.
million.
How about that?
All right. Here's a couple other cool ones that I thought was one. Vinny Johnson, number 22. The microwave.
Vinny Johnson.
$400 what? Million.
He's like right in the middle of the pack. $400 million. Still.
Wow. Some car ventures?
Yeah. He got out of, he started like this car supply business and worked with the big three. And
he used to hang out at Treetops a lot when I was up with, there with George Blaha.
Microwave.
Awesome.
Microwave.
Dude was
awesome.
Shaq is 20 at $400 million. Mayweather, 15, 450. Beckham, 450. LeBron, 500. Ronaldo 500, Roger Staubach number 11 at 600.
Where's Federer?
Dealerships.
Yeah,
is that what it was? Dealerships. Yeah. Okay.
Magic Johnson 600, Messi 600, and obviously Tiger 800. Then the talk of the list was Anna Kasperczak, who is a dressage Olympian. She's worth $1 billion. She's four on the list. Like, come on.
How do you get to be a billionaire riding dress horses?
Don't upset the dressage people.
I'm curious.
I don't
what
know.
Is it you do?
They must sell a lot of magazines and, you know, saddles.
Now, I think if we all asked saddles who's number one, cheap. We would all say MJ, Michael Jordan, obviously $2.2 billion. Can anybody guess who number two is?
Kobe.
McMahon. WWE, whatever, Vince McMahon, $1.6 billion.
Yeah, so, that's got to be from the sell of WWE.
Well, yeah. Still live? Five guys on the list that are professional golfers. I was surprised. I didn't think there'd be that many because we had this talk about what would be a great living. Well, there's not very many people. There's not very many professionals that make a masterful life for themselves that are professional golfers. Look at the women. How many women actually support themselves and have great careers through endorsements? I would say 10, maybe 20
just
all
endorsements.
Time. Yeah. Well, I mean, endorsements in golf, yeah. But most endorsements
for the Koreans. The Koreans do pretty good, Jordan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not a very big group of people, you know?
Yeah.
That's just my perspective.
That make that list, for sure.
We look at the earnings every year or every
week.
Well,
what's it take for you to get on that list? I mean, have that lifestyle. What are you looking at? What's your number?
Well, it looks like it's $250 million. That's the number.
Well, I mean, you could have a lot less than that and feel like you've done well and earned a life and are very comfortable.
Well,
and
I
these
think
people,
I,
it's like their great-great-grandkids are set.
Well, I don't know. I think that you've done very well. I've done well. BC's done well. Mike's done very well. But we don't play for a living, and it's not our – we're PGA professionals. We're not golf professionals.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking earlier before we got on the air about the Full Swing on Netflix.
Yeah.
And they, you know, each episode follows a couple players, and there are a couple episodes that are actually dedicated to some of these guys that, you know, you don't hear from every week and what it's like to travel and not make the cut or to travel and not cover your expenses. And, you know,
Should be like the B line every week. It should be a B run roll for a week covering the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Or whatever tour. And, you know, BC knows. He knows the deal with all these guys. He's been out there the most seeing these guys. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah. But they're getting a per diem or something that's they've made some arrangements for this coming year. I don't know. Is it active this year, BC, for the guys?
PGA Tour. Yes.
Rookies get a guaranteed salary.
That's true.
Can take care of some expenses. And then
Half a million
they
should
can
take care
feel a little bit
a lot
of heat.
More than expenses if they're an idiot.
What would be a dollar amount if you were a grinder week by week? Let's say you are, you know, you have your card second or third year in, but you're making some cuts. You're not making some cuts.
Go ahead,
what
BC.
What are you taking home?
You want? Let's say you're going to play 20 events. And now on the cheap end of things, you're going to spend between $5,000 and $6,000 a week. Wow. You do the math. Mm-hmm.
That's with a free rental.
Right.
That's an achievement. Right. Yeah, that's no rental car, and that's not a whole lot of food because you got some food there, but you got to get a place to stay, and you're usually not going to stay in a, you know, Motel 6.
Holiday Inn.
You know, or Holiday Inn, you're going to stay in a decent place. And if you have your family traveling with you, yada, yada, yada. You know, it just adds up. It's at least
You're talking about $100,000 just in expenses just to be able to go to these tournaments if you're playing 20
events
a year.
That's 20 events.
Right.
And that doesn't include paying a trainer or a coach or a psychologist or your team around you. And I mean, that might be $200,000.
That might be a good thing to do some timeshare for these guys. Timeshare condos. You know, maybe we could start a little something.
Timeshare condos.
Yeah, just follow the tour. Guys, we got timeshares. Come on.
Come on over.
Here's your week.
Right.
Let's go.
BC, question for you regarding the news last week about you know, the changes with the PGA Tour and the Latin American and all that, how that affects things. What is your what's your take? I know it's your Punk of the Week nomination, but
yeah, it's pretty high in the list. I'd say they're screwing the guy that, you know, you're not going to hear of an outsider winning the tournament anymore. That's what they're trying to do. You know, talking like Bo actually is high enough up on the list right now where he doesn't have to worry about Q school for Latin America again next year, you know, as long as he makes another one or two cuts, which he should. But guys that are conditional on McKenzie and Latin America right now, they're on the outside. There's going to be so many limited spots for those guys. They're really closing the doors.
So we talked the other day, tour school anymore, no tour school. How is this working?
There's still going to be a tour school, but it's going to be very, very, very limited. A lot of they're minimizing the spots and giving maybe more exemptions because they're combining the two, basically.
Okay. So fewer spots, more money, fewer spots, mainly because of what LIV has done, I think.
Because they can. Yeah. Basically, they can. Mm-hmm. They're not making it more available to players, they're making it less available to golfers.
Well, that's been the MO. I mean, you look, how do you get into the senior tour? I mean, that's the hardest game
that's
to get
easy.
In.
It's easy, right? You turn 50, you can go play on the senior tour. Sorry, the Champions Tour.
Yeah,
it's easy.
The Champions
Tour. I mean, there's what, two or three spots every week? And these guys, you're going against guys that have won on the regular tour to try to beat them, and you've got a 40-hour a week job? You know.
Yeah, you got a guy
we
like
should,
Tom
no. We should mention some of our local guys playing out there where BC's at in the PGA Professional Championship. And the top 20 advanced to play in the PGA Championship with the big boys. I was just kind of going down the list here. We got Kyle Dobbs, T36 at 72. We have Dan Urban, same, 72. Scott Hebert, who has won the event before. Lifetime exemption into the event he's in now. He is at 72. I noticed that Josh Fryer was one over through 13 or 14. So the guys BC are playing pretty good there. What's the course like? I mean, firm, fast, cold? What's going on? We hear there's a lot of rattlesnakes out there.
Yeah, there's a few rattlesnakes, but not to offend anybody. The little course, and I won't say the name of it, is it kind of looks like, I would say, a week after snow, no, 6 months after snow in Michigan, and it just uncovered, and then you went and played golf on it. Poana's like that, all over the place on the greens. The Twin Warriors golf course is phenomenal, but they had a lot of winter kill. They've had a rough winter out here. So the fairways are a little rough, but the greens are, man, the greens are like 13. They're really, really fast and firm right now.
What's the temperature?
About 85.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's warm then. That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cold. We had a little snowstorm come through here the other day. You could see it coming, dust and snowstorm. But besides that, it's been great.
Well, all right. Let's see. We got a minute here before we head out to break. Mike, you have anything to add on what was going on?
Well, I'm thinking that we need to do the Punk of the Week here when we come back from the break. Oh. I'm excited.
Okay. Now, I know there was talk of Jordan having a Punk of the Week, but BC, I know that's your thing. So We'll let you fight it out.
Well, I have a nomination this week. That's all.
Very good. We will get to the Punk of the Week coming up here in just a moment. Spin on Golf, 760 AM, WJR.
And we have Jeff Goble, too.
And Jeff Goble, too. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to leave that Making out. Another...
Broke him away from his fence job.
That, I was going to vote for me for Punk of the Week. Trying to put that fence back.
Whoa, bad idea.
Oh, man. I think I broke a bone in my hand. I just, you know, geez. Injuries upon injuries.
How was the foreman for the fence job?
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's the foreman treat.
She made sure I didn't have too many gaps.
Okay, good.
You know, yeah.
Good.
Everything's level.
Speaking of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, rocketmortgageclassic.com. Check them out.
Detroit Golf Club. Going to be a great time. In fact, we were just talking at the beginning of the show. This week's winner, Tony Finau, last year's winner at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he can do it again.
Defend. Nobody is defending.
You know, just think about him a year ago. Nothing. No win.
No.
And now he's got four?
Well, he won. Six. Was Rocket was his first, or was that his second? No, Rocket was his first.
And then he won the next week.
Yeah. And now he's won again here, and he won earlier in the year.
Yeah,
he
won
five wins.
He's doing all right. BC, remember when we ran into him and talked to him at Whistling Straits back, what was that, 5 years ago?
He was great.
Yeah. Friendly guy. And we're like, this guy looks pretty big. He's a big, big guy.
Look at the arms on this guy.
Well,
size 15 shoes.
Going back to the back to that Full Swing on Netflix, they do a whole episode about Tony Finau and the Rocket Mortgage.
Great guy.
It's really cool.
Easy to root for.
BC, Punk of the Week, what you got?
Hang on, let me get into it.
Oh, jeez. He's got to get into the character.
Are you stretching before the Punk of the Week?
I've had a bag on my shoulder. I'm working, man. This is tough duty. You know what my Punk of the Week is this week? I met the new COO of the PGA of America. Somehow he knew me. I don't know how he knew me. He was warned, I guess, about me.
Maybe he tunes into the show and hears you complain about him every week.
I kind of put the onus on him. I kind of went, hey, this LIV PGA Tour thing is your fault. We're supposed to be the leaders of the game. If you would stick your nose in there, why don't you put a microphone in front of you and say, hey, you know what? Can we settle this? Can I be the mediator? Can we settle this? Aren't we the leaders of the game of golf? So I put this whole, which I think is half show anyway, with the LIV and the PGA Tour. But you know what? They could shut the media up real fast. The PGA of America went on the radio, went on the media, ESPN, a golf channel, PGA Tour channel, and said, no more bickering. This is just for golf. We're done. So I think the Punk of the Week is the higher-ups of the PGA of America this week. Period.
Well, I said earlier, we were talking before you jumped on, BC, if there would ever be any cohesiveness, how long it would take before there's a joining of the minds and there's actually two, you know, different professional golf tournaments or sentience that we can root for without them going and butting heads. How long do you think before that happens?
It's going to happen really soon. To be honest with you, there's not enough corporate money in the world for this to keep going on. I'm going to be dead honest with you.
Valid argument. Jordan, you had
PGA Tour is in financial dire straits, but
yeah, I mean, obviously, BC's the punk king, right? But I am going to say that if you're going to come out to the facility here that we teach at, please don't try to teach lessons at our facility. That would just be the same as us walking into McDonald's with a bag of frozen French fries and walking back there and dropping them in the deep fryer. And that's just not cool. So those people are my Punk of the Week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since we're on the train, Mike, you got a Punk of the Week?
No, everything's great here at Walnut Creek. We're doing fine. No Punk of the Week this week.
Okay.
Oh, aren't you special, Mike?
Good.
I thought you were going to nominate the weather.
That is my Punk of the Week, yes, sir. No doubt. Frozen solid.
Punk
very cold
punk.
Here.
Jeff, you got one?
Me.
You're the punk.
Yeah, he's the punk for the...
I've got a bunch, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
All right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you spend any time, have any free time to check out the draft? How you feel about the Lions?
You know, it was, I wanted to get real excited about a couple players. It's underwhelming. Yeah. Who they chose, but they could totally be the right people to fit and work in the system.
That's the only thing I can keep telling myself is, you know.
Character.
When's the last time I put together a Super Bowl winning football team professionally? Never. So I'm just going to trust the process and see what happens. But I think all of us were just mind blown as the picks kept coming through. Going running back first. Lions, you know, out of nowhere, linebacker second.
I don't think they're mind blowing. I think those two, the first two, are going to play.
I have to agree with you for sure.
They're in and they're going to make an impact right away. They need to pick the fill spots and they got them. I think
that's funny.
I'm extremely happy about Hooker coming in. Them picking Hooker
quarterback. Yeah. I think 2 years, 3 years, Jared Goff. Pick. You know, yeah, that could be good timing. Good, great pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think
you
throw them in there once in a while to confuse the whole mix of the game.
Yep.
We got a TNT Stanley Cup update. Florida 2, Boston 1 halfway through the second. Okay. Boston just scored. Yes.
What is it, conference? Not in the finals yet, are they?
Oh, come on, Goose.
That's not until June.
That's what I thought. I was like,
hey, I just got a quick shout out. Eastern fog. Michigan, my boys are playing in the MAC championship. First round was today. They were 10 over. They're kind of hanging in there. Leaders are the first-year team at Central Michigan at 3 over, followed by Bowling Green, Miami at 5, Kent State at 6.
Hopefully they got somewhere south.
They did. They went to Athens, Alabama.
Oh.
Which is crazy. But anyways, so good luck to the boys. They got a few more rounds to go and climb up the leaderboard.
Nice.
Shout out to all of our kids trying to play boys high school golf in this weather.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're doing good, kids. Keep going, man.
Read your rule books, kids.
Yeah.
Read your rule books. You got to learn about that in abnormal ground conditions.
Yeah. Yes. When does that, that's officially kicked off, obviously. When does that start? Is it
about a month ago?
About a month ago.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh. Tree fall. I mean, this weather. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Four good days.
Eventually, it'll be summer. But
right.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
No, I always have a blast. You know, every time I'm not here, I miss BC's smiling face.
Yeah.
Brings so much joy to so many people.
I like how it's black tonight. We can't see because it's got the wrong lighting, but yeah, perfect.
No, I love it. And let me tell you, if you're an amateur golfer out there and you need to pick something up, you got to come out to Fox Hills. This is my first time out here.
Oh, yeah.
This place is crazy.
It's pretty special.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, in busy terms place. Of, you know, if you're looking for to improve your game.
New range balls are coming soon.
Yeah, I hear we got some great new range balls.
Yeah, new range balls coming soon.
New range balls.
Yeah.
That's it's a big deal.
Yeah.
New range balls.
Oh, buddy.
You know? How much time have we got? I'll show you them. They're pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple gifts to take home.
Do they, is like an upgrade?
Properly, instead of like do some whirly bird stuff
that the old range balls do.
Yeah. We're getting we got some old ones.
Here's a question that you always hear as an amateur golfer when you're hitting on the range. Range balls are weighted different.
Good question.
They're not the same as the, you know, the ball you play
big time
on the course. Big time.
In the fast, here's what I've been doing a lot of research on my players and trajectories and spins, and with TrackMan. It's supposed to do some conversion of the range ball into a performance type.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's all geared, the information's geared for drivers. So a huge difference in pitches. Enormous. Probably the biggest differential.
Launch, right?
Launch and spin.
Yeah.
At 30 yards. I mean, I'm seeing a 7-degree difference in launch, 8 degrees, and 2,000 RPM spin. And I had one of my kids who hits it really hard. And we're just looking at trajectory with a 7-iron, and the range ball's going so high, spinning, launching high, just no bueno. And I said, just do me a favor. Let's hit a couple of these premium balls and just see. I mean, it's not even close. You can see it.
Right.
Right, how different it is. Now, I want to see my kid to be able to hit it over a tree if he needs to hit it over a tree. And if he's getting the flight from this range ball,
Are they
well,
just,
guess
are
what?
They,
he ain't going to hit it over the tree.
Right. So they're constructed harder because they take so much, you know, beating
right.
and damage
they need,
that they want to last longer.
Right.
So they're just much
the
more solid.
The cover's Sirlin, which is thicker and more durable,
makes
whereas
sense.
The performance balls have a elastomer, not elastomer, some other formula
okay.
that spins more, it sticks on the face a little bit more, so it launches lower spins higher.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
it is.
More control.
Good
well,
question.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. Spin on Golf for Jeff Goble, Jordan Young, Mike Fay, BC. My name is Aaron Gooseller. We are out.